This aroused my curiosity, so when I went for a walk in the grounds with my charge, I strolled round to the side from which I could see the windows of this part of the house. There were four of them in a row, three of which were simply dirty, while the fourth was shuttered up. They were evidently all deserted. As I strolled up and down, glancing at them occasionally, Mr. Rucastle came out to me, looking as merry and jovial as ever. "Ah," said he, "you must not think me rude if I passed you without a word, my dear young lady. I was preoccupied with business matters." I assured him that I was not offended. "By the way," said I, "you seem to have quite a suite of spare rooms up there, and one of them has the shutters up." He looked surprised, and, as it seemed to me, a little startled at my remark. "Photography is one of my hobbies," said he. "I have made my dark room up there." "But dear me, what an observant young lady we have come upon! Who would have believed it? Who would have ever believed it?" He spoke in a jesting tone, but there was no jest in his eyes as he looked at me. I read suspicion there and annoyance, but no jest.